Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 14, Sita Found. Scene 2, Sita's Message for Ram. When Hanuman heard that Sita's life was threatened, he became alarmed. He spoke urgently. "Let me take you from this place immediately, O Princess of Mithila. You may climb upon my back, and I shall cross the sea with ease. Do not be fearful. I could easily carry the entire city of Lanka, Ravana, and all. Therefore, mount upon my back, and I shall transport you to Ram's presence this very day." Sita looked at Hanuman, who still appeared as a normal monkey, less than half her size. She spoke in surprise. "Your proposal is surely quite monkey-like, O gallant one. How shall I even get upon your back?" Hanuman was irked. This was the first time his strength and power had been questioned. Obviously, Sita was not aware of his abilities. He needed to give her a demonstration. Hanuman then began to expand his body, growing to a huge size. He looked down at Sita and said, "I have the capacity to lift up this entire island with its hills, woodlands, lakes, city, defensive walls, and the very Lord of Lanka, Ravana himself. Be done with your hesitation, O princess, and allow me to carry you to Ram." Sita gazed up in amazement at Hanuman, who stood before her like a tawny mountain. She was assured of his ability, but was still doubtful about traveling on his back. She then said, "You are like the wind god himself, dear monkey. When you fly with great speed, it will be difficult for me to hold fast to you. The force of your flight will likely render me unconscious. I will then fall into the ocean, only to be devoured by fierce aquatics." Sita also feared that Hanuman would not be able to leave Lanka with her. The Rakshasas would spot them and give chase. They were capable of fighting in the air with powerful weapons, and Hanuman would be hard-pressed to retaliate as he flew with Sita on his back. Sita explained that there were still other reasons why she could not take up Hanuman's offer. "I have vowed never to touch the body of any man other than Ram. I am already mortified due to being grasped by that sinful Ravana. I could not voluntarily touch another man, nor could I allow anyone other than Ram to rescue me, thereby diminishing Ram's fame. I therefore preferred to wait for my lord, confident that he will soon arrive." Hanuman nodded in assent to Sita's words. She was right. It would not be possible for her to cling to him while he flew swiftly back. And he respected her chastity, which was without comparison in the world. Resuming his normal size, he then said, I shall now go back to Ram. Please give me some token so that he will know that I have actually met with you. Sita replied to him in a voice choked with tears. You may give him this token in the form of a message. Remind him of the time when we lived together on Trikuta Mountain and how I was once attacked by a crow and Ram gave me protection. Sita told Hanuman in detail about the incident. The crow in question was Indra's son, and he had wanted to witness Ram's prowess. He had attacked Sita, whereupon Ram had thrown a blade of grass at him, imbuing it with the power of the Brahma Astra. The empowered grass had chased the crow across the universe and finally destroyed one of his eyes. Ram would remember that incident and know that only Sita could have recalled it. Hanuman then asked if Sita had any message for Ram. The princess replied, You should report to Ram my wretched condition. Although I have the invincible Ram as my protector, I now appear like one forlorn. He should lose no time in rescuing me. He is capable of advancing against the entire host of gods and demons united together. What to speak of Ravana? Sita took from her cloth a brilliant celestial gem, which she had used to decorate her hair. Handing the yellow jewel to Hanuman, she said, Give this gem to Ram and say to him, Even as Vishnu rescued the goddess Earth from the depths of the ocean, you should descend into the midst of the Rakshasas and save me. O monkey, deliver this message to my lord. Hanuman took the jewel and bowed low to Sita. It was time to leave. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.